Hey, welcome back. Hour three here on the Swain event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue. Hour three is powered by Low T Center and lowtcenter.com. We'll start hour three off with Volstorm. All right, Volstorm, you have all the pressure on you, my friend. Starting off hour number three, good morning. Happy Friday.
What you talking about going in there and doing keg stand? Come on, I got more sense than that. Yeah, I've done keg stand.
That's why you don't have any sense.
Oh, man. When's the last time you did a keg stand, Volstorm?
College.
Your buddies pick you up?
Yep.
I don't believe you.
Whoever was there, yeah, I've done about two or three of them.
I know you.
Do you remember who picked you up?
It was quite a few people.
Was Triple O one of them, since y'all were high school buddies?
No, actually, Triple O and I are junior college buddies.
Oh, junior college buddies.
But I never saw Triple O when I was at UT.
So you never helped Triple O do a keg stand?
I'd need everybody in the room to do that.
Big Triple O, big boy now. You're gonna need some help.
You need a lot of help.
Like, man, forget this, man. You need a weight room belt to pick up Triple O and help him do that keg stand, because Triple O, big old boy, man. You're just like, here's a cup, man. Just drink it. Just here. We ain't got time to picking you up.
People take a look at Triple O and get scared, because he is a big boy. I mean, tall and wide.
He looks like an NFL defensive lineman. He looks like he could play for the Lions and be just as effective.
Probably more so.
You're probably right.
Yeah, he's like big, like Dave McCullers. Like tall and, wide. Tall and wide.
Yeah.
He like a big old refrigerator.
Is he as soft as Daniel McCullers?
Of course not. Because no one is soft who plays with the Bears.
So why do they keep losing?
See, what had happened was, it's the Bulls' fault.
It's the Bulls' fault.
The Bulls' fault.
What do you care? You ain't a Bulls fan no more.
I know. That's why I'm blaming it on them.
I stopped being a Bulls fan when Jordan left, so.
I should have took your lead, man. Why didn't you tell me? Didn't you tell me you was leaving? Why didn't you tell me you was jumping off the bandwagon, man? I would have followed you. 22 years later.
Because that's when I was at UT, and you hadn't made it to UT yet.
It's true. That's true. Are you excited about Thanksgiving, Volstorm?
Yeah. Oh, man. Yep. Going to heading over to Nashville with the family. This will be the first year I don't do a deep-fried turkey myself.
You putting your trust in somebody else?
You putting your trust in Derek Mason, huh?
Outside of Nashville. You said you're
going to Nashville. So I figured you were having Thanksgiving with your buddy Derek Mason.
No. I don't want to interrupt your scene.
Good. He promised me the guest room anyways.
I figured he was staying with him for the Vanderbilt game anyway.
So you're trusting somebody else to do the turkey?
This was a situation that was forced upon me.
Okay, I get it.
Because, you know how it is.
You're married.
Family pressure and all.
Mm-hmm.
I've been deep frying turkeys for like the past 15 years. So I've got it down. And I'm really going to be missing it this year doing my own.
I heard the trick is, when the grease gets really, really hot, you just throw it in like you're throwing toys into a bathtub.
Yep.
Just toss it in. Like a paper that's balled up, you throw it into the trash can.
Well, it's like anything else. You know, you got that thermometer on there, you wait for the oil to get to a certain temperature, then you just drop that bad boy in.
Just toss it in, man. Do it while you're really close.
Well, you've got like a little, a little, I don't know what you call it, that you put the turkey on so you can lower it in there.
Yeah, the hook.
You've got some control.
Yeah, you got the hook inside the turkey, then you have the handle. Yeah. You got to slowly, slowly put it in there. I was totally kidding.
Yeah. And make sure the turkey is thawed before you do it.
Got to be thawed out, yeah.
All these stories you hear about the accidents with stuff blowing up, it's because they put a damn frozen turkey in there.
That is a problem. That is a recipe for a disaster. Yep. So you trusting somebody else with the turkey this Thanksgiving?
Yeah. I'm ashamed to say I am.
Bold strategy, Cotton.
We'll see how it turns out. I thought about you yesterday because I was in the was it the day before yesterday? I was in the grocery store, and I saw some hams that was at a pretty good price.
Man.
And so I was like, man, I remember I smoked that ham for Volstar, man.
I need another Swain smoked ham, man.
Maybe next year.
That was the best ham I've ever had.
Next year. You got it, my all friend. Right.
Because I'm not the ham connoisseur. That's the redhead. But even she said it was the best ham she'd ever had.
Hey, I appreciate that. Thank you, man. Sandwiches for days.
When is my ham going to be done?
That's right.
I smoked you a ham, what, 2 years ago, a year ago?
That was last year. What about this year?
You bring me a ham, I'll smoke it for you.
Bet.
That's the deal. I got room on a smoker. That's the reason why you call, right, Volstar? I'm talking about Thanksgiving.
Yes. I'd rather talk about that than, other things.
Like Jarrett Garantano starting against Auburn?
Oh, who didn't know he was going to start? I mean, come on.
Kevin Steele, Auburn's defensive coordinator, does not know.
Yeah, he's the only person in America that does not know who's going to start at quarterback for Tennessee.
Oh, my God. I mean, because realistically, though, they're not going to take the chance of throwing a freshman out there and then you're having to pull him and put JG in anyway.
Yeah, I don't think you want to put yourself in a position where you're pulling a freshman
right
like that. I mean, it's better to pull the older guy than pull a freshman because, I mean, remember, his confidence is important. We got to make sure we manage that as much as possible.
You know, because both Trout and Maurer, you know, they knew that if they made one mistake, they were getting jerked out. So,
yeah,
why do that to a freshman? That's going to be the future of your team.
The thing about those mistakes, though, and I want to add some context to what you just said about when you make a mistake, you're getting jerked out, like the first one. When you don't prepare and you're only playing by default and you don't put in the work and then the mistake you made reflects your preparation, that's what gets you pulled. But when you prepare and your mistake doesn't reflect your preparation, you get a second, a third chance. It's just, oh, it's a bad decision at that time. Or, oh, just a bad throw. But when you haven't taken your preparation serious and then you go out there and do the same thing, you don't get that same patience from what I've seen.
Well, has Bailey been preparing?
Absolutely.
Do we know?
No, absolutely. Absolutely. I wasn't talking about Bailey. No, I wasn't talking about Bailey. I was talking about.
No, I know. I'm just asking.
Yeah. But Bailey got, you know, some of the best, you know, work ethic that I've heard around there in a very, very long time. Yeah, he works his tail off. You're not going to outwork Harrison Bailey now.
Guys, before I go, I want to kind of leave you with this quote from the Mad Real World. I better not catch you standing up to pee. From now on, you sit down when you pee. See you, bye!
Oh, man. Dave Chappelle. Please, more Dave Chappelle. Oh, man. So, yeah, I don't know if Volstar mentioned that because of my tweet yesterday, but man, this is part of having daughters, right? Or having a daughter is, you know, I'm using a bathroom, doors halfway closed. Number one, and my youngest one comes in. She didn't even knock. She didn't say excuse me. again, she knows
she don't care.
She don't care. She runs things. And so she just peeked her head through the crack. Like, didn't even move the door. Just put her head through the crack because half of the door was closed. Out of nowhere, she was like, "Daddy, you need to be sitting down. Why are you not sitting down? You should be sitting down to pee, Daddy. What are you doing standing up? You gotta be sitting down. You're supposed to sit down. Why are you not sitting down?" I was like,
"Mama,
because God said so.
Go ask your mama.
Close that door." It was such a great moment, man. I was laughing. And parents, you can identify when your kid does something that's funny, but you're not supposed to laugh in front of them because you don't want to encourage them to do it again or say it again. So you gotta like turn your back. You have to hide your laugh. But I was laughing. I was laughing, man. It was really, really funny. It was a cute moment. We have two or three of those a day in the Swain household from the youngest two. It's great, man. So 865-255-03. Let's go back to the phones. Let's get to Titans Bill. Titans Bill, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Jason.
You fired up this morning, Titans Bill.
What is happening to our winning tradition?
Tradition.
It's not there.
No, it's not.
And I don't believe Philip Fulmer is going to get rid of Jeremy Pruitt because I don't think he wants to be turned on to buying up his contract. So he's stuck with them until 2026. Sorry, fans, it's not going to happen.
I think I'll talk like this, too, since you are, and I will say that I don't think Coach Fulmer wants to, but depending on what Pruitt does the next four games, he may not have a choice. I don't know right now.
Exactly. And I'm more concerned about what's going to happen on Sunday than I do Saturday if happening? The Titans play like crap like they did against Indianapolis. Baltimore is going to tear their kingdom down.
What is happening?
Is this like the Swain Event opera right now?
Exactly.
Titans Bill, I think we should go on tour.
Yeah.
The Swain Event opera.
Starring Jason and Titans Bill.
I like it.
Tonight only.
I like it. I like it.
Interesting phrasing.
Don't clap, just throw money.
Make it rain. Titans Bill, we're not strippers or anything. What are you talking about?
Well, we can use them. We can,
What? I mean, you can. If you want to dance for some, if you want to do something strange for some change, you can, but I'm good.
No, I wouldn't do that, Jason.
I only dance in certain parts of the country, certain area codes, not every area code. So, Titans Bill, the Titans, man, they are, this is not where we thought the Titans would be at this point of the season. They were a game away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're a few games away from, the playoffs. Being certain to be, in the playoff picture. There's some other AFC teams that are, playing well, and so Titans got to fix that defensive situation. They got to get healthy. I don't know if you can just rely on Derrick Henry this year like you did last year.
All right, I'll tell you, and also Baltimore has revenge on their minds.
No doubt. They lost last game, so
they're wanting to pay our boys back, and I believe those players from the Titans know that.
Titans, Bill, I don't think you have much to worry about. Lamar Jackson doesn't show up in big games.
Yeah, that's true. but I'll tell you, if there's one quarterback that I really am falling in love with, that's that quarterback from the Phoenix Cardinals. I mean, buddy, he's a competitor.
Oh, Kyler Murray?
Yeah.
Kyler Murray.
I thought he plays for the Arizona Suns.
No, he plays for the Arizona Cardinals.
Oh, okay.
Which used to be the St. Louis Cardinals.
That's right. My mistake.
Yeah.
I like Kyler Murray too, man. He is very, very fun to watch. He's no Russell Wilson, but he's fun to watch.
Yeah, he is. So it's going to be very interesting what's going to happen tomorrow and also what's going to happen on Sunday. If, you know, you never know. We could beat Auburn. If they could show a lot of drive and a lot of determination and be focused and put their minds to it, if they could also put their minds to it, the Vols can do it. If they don't put their minds to it, they're going to get their kingdom tore down. Simple as that.
Times Bill, has anyone ever told you that you are a treasure?
No, but thank you. And another thing, Jason, I want to give you another British lesson here. When you don't say banana when you pick it up and eat it. You say, I'm going to pick up the banana and eat it. That's how they would pronounce banana. Banana.
I just call it a nana. Oh, nana. Nana for nana pudding or nana just for a single banana. I don't even use the B
like
word.
Putting the car in the garage.
Yeah, I don't even say the B in banana. Simple as that.
Have a good weekend, buddy.
You too.
What is happening?
Have a good weekend, Titans Bill. Jordan says he's laughing his A off. He's digging the opera. And Daniel said, Swain Event, the musical.
Yeah, Zac Efron will be on the show next segment.
Bobby in Georgia says, thoughts on Dub Matthews' quote yesterday saying we may not get a spring next year. So playing Bailey could be very important. I mean, yeah, playing Bailey is very important. I don't think we even need to predict what may happen or may not happen in the spring. The spring is like 5 months away. You got 4 weeks. Then if you don't handle the situation right with Harrison Bailey, he might not even be here. Who knows? Again, I'm not throwing out hints, but I'm just saying, like, you just don't know. So I don't even know why the spring is mentioned with Harrison Bailey. Like, you better worry about today, this week. You better take 1 week at a time. I mean, you're in a position that Tennessee football is in right now, man. Every day is a blessing. You need to worry about today and you know, take each day at a time and then a week. But I don't know who's going to be on this football team in the spring. And the way with COVID, nothing is guaranteed. So, yeah. I don't know the context of the whole conversation. Just reading a quote, so I don't know everything that was said, but I ain't thinking about the spring. I'm thinking about right now with Harrison Bailey. He got to play for today, and you know the future, obviously. But like, he needs to play right now, along with these freshman wide receivers. We'll go to the phones after this break. Swain Event Hour 3, powered by Low T Center.
Hour 3 of the Swain Event is brought to you by the Low T Center and lowtcenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
Guys, your health right now is more important than ever. I recommend Low T Center. That's where I get my levels checked. It all starts with the annual wellness exam where they do a comprehensive health assessment exclusively for men, making it quick and easy to take care of your health. And now they offer monitored self-inject at-home testosterone treatment. Most insurance is accepted. Go to lowtcenter.com now to book your appointment and make your health a priority. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare. Out-of-town law firms have been swarming into East Tennessee lately. Firms from Memphis, Chattanooga, and Birmingham have stormed into the area. Wouldn't you rather do business with a local law firm? You know, a true neighbor. Marcos Garza and the pros at the Garza Law Firm are just that. They are our neighbors and friends that support local causes year-round. The Garza Law Firm works to serve you professionally on criminal matters, injuries and accident matters, and Social Security and disability filings. The Garza Law Firm is here for you at GarzaLaw.com. The Garza Law Firm. Let us help. JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
Jennifer Morris here with Keller Williams Realty, and I'm going to tell you a quick story about a listing appointment I had recently. I walked in the door of this beautiful home, and my eyes didn't immediately notice the nice hardwood floors, the beautiful fireplace, or the large kitchen. Nope. What my eyes noticed was the large amount of Michael Jackson memorabilia in almost every room. While I appreciate MJ, the sellers needed my assistance in looking at the home through buyer's eyes. Whether it's MJ or some Vandy memorabilia decorating your walls, I'll guide you through the process to get your home ready to sell. Call me, Jennifer Morris, at 865-257-7897 or email me at jennifermorris865@gmail.com. And go Vols!
More and more Tennessee businesses are switching to Iris Networks for reliable, local, high-quality, high-speed business fiber internet. Iris provides direct internet access from 10 megs to 10 gigs with no payments for 90 days. Iris also offers next-generation business phones with work-from-anywhere capability from the mobile or laptop app. With local sales, support, and service, Iris is a partner in the community. Learn more at irisnetworkusa.com or call 865-448-IRIS. Iris Networks. A Tennessee business connecting Tennessee businesses.
Home service problems occur, even at the most inconvenient times, like during a health crisis. And Hiller is always here to help you 24/7. As people are social distancing and staying at home on workdays, it's an easier time to take care of home maintenance items that you feel are necessary. And we've put new safety precautions in place, like wearing gloves, avoiding physical contact, new sanitation protocols, and limiting time in your home. We're here for you.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Hour 3 of the Swain Event is brought to you by the Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
Hour 3, powered by Low T Center and LowTCenter.com, reinventing men's healthcare. Dave Tona is waiting patiently on the Iris Networks hotline. 90 days, no payment for business internet. IrisNetworksUSA.com. Dave Tona, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
So I think we need to add another vehicle outside of the plane that you already have. I think you need to get a Titan pickup truck so that you can drive away Titan Bill and you when y'all attempt to do that nonsense again.
You don't like the Swain Event Opera?
You actually made Andy sound good.
Wow.
I thought Volstorm's rap sound made Andy sound good too.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, I can't even begin to tell you. I mean, I thought what I did to the show yesterday, I thought I ruined it, you know, with my, you know, my talk and conversation. Man, you just took the cake, brother, man.
Did I ruin the show?
It was bad. It was really bad.
Huh.
I mean, I say that with much love and honesty. Yeah,
I appreciate it, man. I mean, listen, I won't hang up on you and be mad at you. You know, I appreciate the constructive criticism. That lets me know I don't need to do it anymore. I call you a friend. Thank you.
Sure. Sure. So what about this knucklehead that is calling in and talking about some small high school football game and having the audacity to talk smack and be a Gator fan?
I mean, he got plenty of audacity. Tennessee ain't beat Florida forever, and Coalfield's a local school. I mean, they're undefeated right here in, Anderson County. I think it's Anderson County. No, it's not. I think it is. It's right next to Oak Ridge. But they're undefeated, man. It's a good football team. Tennessee had a signee from there, Coalfield, who wound up not playing, Zach Stewart. So, I mean, hey, it's a local school. We got to show love to the local schools.
Yeah, I guess.
But the Florida talk, yeah, you know, I can handle it. I'm a big boy, but he just to say that Tennessee expects to lose or not, or expects hope to not lose in the last 20 years was inaccurate. Maybe the last 10, but not the last 20.
Yeah, that's what I was mainly talking about, was him telling you that you didn't go into the game thinking that you were going to win.
Yeah, I think I know what mentality I had going into games.
I hope you do.
Yeah. And honestly, like the biggest brand, the biggest logo that I played against, that I was like, yo, this
Miami.
Yeah, it was Miami. Because 2001 and 2002, man, them boys was good. That 0-1 Miami team arguably was the best college football team ever constructed. We played them with half of those guys still on the football team 2 years later, and they beat the brakes off of us in 0-2 here in Knoxville. And we go down there. I'm a true freshman. I'm standing there, and Sean Taylor's right in front of me. And I'm like, this is different than Grissom High School. This is different from high school football. But every other team, I expected to win. And I'll be honest, as a freshman, I didn't really know any better. I just was trying to just do my job, not mess up, make plays. That's all I was worried about.
Yeah, well, that Miami team, half of them didn't get let out of jail until Saturday morning.
Hey, man, they balled out in every game except for Tennessee. They took that L, baby, 10-6. Derek Tinsley on the reverse.
Yep. All right, gentlemen. Have a good weekend. Ben, not going to make it to the game, but we'll be in front of the TV.
10-0.
10-0, baby. 10-0.
Here we go, Steelers.
Ben,
here we go.
Have a good one.
See ya.
Here we go, Steelers. I mean, here we go.
Y'all should be 10-0. Y'all playing a MAC team this weekend.
Here we go, Steelers. Here we go. Mike Tomlin said we're not playing a MAC team this week. They're a professional football team, and they have the utmost respect for professional individuals.
You can still respect the MAC team. You can respect a MAC team, but they are the MAC of the NFL. Why did Mike Tomlin say that? He brought up MAC school. It wasn't like someone brought it up. hey, you know, Jacksonville is like a MAC school. How do you prepare for them? Mike Tomlin brought that up himself. Why did he bring that up? Because he knows they suck. That's why. That's why. That is why. He knows Jaguars stink. Stink. But he doesn't want his team to feed into it. He wants to keep them focused. Because the ultimate goal is playing at a certain level at the right time of the season. So you got to keep the foot on the gas. Let's get to Rodney on the Iris Networks hotline. Rodney, good morning.
Rodney Nostell from South Pittsburgh.
You're right. And I was calling. I don't want to jinx AK Drunk Larry. But if Cofield can get past Olive Spring and South Pittsburgh gets through Gordonville, when he comes to the Bird, we going to clap them cheeks. That's what we going to do.
Oh, man, that's great. That's great. Man, they beat Oliver Spring once, you know, 14-7 this season, so.
Yeah, but that's a different league. We got Big Gio up there in the middle.
Who?
Gio, the dude, the defensive lineman at Tennessee, Oxford.
I know, I'm just picking at you.
You going to the potential playoff game if it goes down like that? You going to travel up to
Oh, yeah, I'll be up there if we play Cofield.
South Pittsburgh
game? I got bad memories of Cofield. I mean, Gordonville.
What happened to you there, Rodney? Who hurt you there?
Boy, they beat on me for a good 60 minutes up there that night. And I was coming off an injury. Man, I was like, the first time I took the ball, I got about 20 yards. I come back to the offensive line, and I said, hey, man, this is going to be all night. We're going to put up 40 on them because the year before, we beat them 44-0. After that, it was a bad nightmare. So I ain't going back to Gordonville ever.
More sore the night after that game or the day after playing pickup basketball?
That's a low blow, Jesus. However, I would have to say man, you caught me when I'm old, man. That don't count.
Listen, I'm not talking about the results. I'm talking about how you felt after playing basketball, your body, the soreness. Or if you want to throw a third one in there.
That hands down, after playing basketball,
How about we throw a third one in there? Are you more sore, high school game, pickup basketball, or this morning after going to the compound last night?
Oh, boy, you know I ain't going nowhere near the compound. I did look at the news to see if anybody got killed last night, though.
I checked Twitter this morning, too.
Rodney's more of a Magic City kind of guy.
You're right.
I mean, the versus was inside of Magic City last night. Yeah, I ain't seen anybody serving chicken wings, though. I'm a little disappointed about that.
Yeah, but he came out and started talking about Florida. I'm like, what?
Yeah, he's a Florida fan. Hey, man, we welcome any fan of any team on the program.
That's all right. We're going to get him back if he drive on down to South Pittsburgh in 2 weeks.
What about the Vols getting him back?
Man, there's no way in hell. Mm-mm. I'm so tired of volunteer football, man.
At least you get to watch Urosh on Wednesday.
Boy, stop. Oh, my God, he's tired for nothing, man.
You tired Tennessee football?
It's just, I start Harrison Bailey, man.
You say start Harrison Bailey?
Yeah, because,
okay.
I mean, if the offense is just going to hand the ball left, hand the ball right, yo, you can do that.
One way to look at it.
You do know it's more than just handing the ball left and handing the ball right, right? Playing quarterback.
I know that, but that's the only thing they did against Arkansas. They didn't really let JG throw the ball down the field. And then they didn't make any kind of adjustments after they start putting the safety in the box in the second half.
I understand that.
It's poor coaching, no imagination. We got more plays in South Pittsburgh than they do at the volunteer football right now.
We got those take my bowl plays.
Bo Jackson up the middle, Bo Jackson up the top of the screen, and back down the screen.
And you already know what they're going to call.
Hey, that Pastor Willie Galt?
Open all day.
Take photo.
Oh, man. That is horrible looking at Tennessee football. I was seriously thinking, well, maybe they can go with Future and somebody for Saturday so we can have something to look at Saturday.
Ben's doing that. I'm not doing that, man. I would never do you like that, Rodney.
That's all right. That's Ben. I know he is. That's all right. Oh, softball Ben.
That's Ben.
Why am I softball Ben?
Because you always talk about how you play good in baseball. I really believe you up there throwing. You ain't even doing fast pitch softball. You just doing softball.
Don't maybe call them boys that you just mentioned that gave you a rough night.
Hey, worry about Gordonsville. We good.
Don't
make
me call that Gordonsville defense back from 1964.
Hey, it wasn't that. We just didn't run. We had the same playbook that Tennessee has right now. Run right, run left, run right, run left.
Ronnie, don't mess
and
with
we
me.
We didn't have the option to audible. When the defense is lining up in the hole telling you which way they're going, you're like, yo, bro, can we just go to the left? They know we're going to the right.
Ronnie, don't mess with me. I will call that Gordonsville defense from 1964.
I ain't worried about it. I don't think they're ready for me right now. I'm amped up on Gucci Mane. they ain't want none of this right now.
What year did you play at South Pittsburgh?
84 through 88.
So you gonna let Ben just mention 64, and you're not gonna say anything?
I ain't worried about it. He's been flashed.
You call him softball Ben. Ben's all they doing them running bunts.
Softball Ben don't want none of that smoke.
Slap it.
Them slappies. Slappies. You doing those slappies? Right. The running bunts?
Right. Drag bunts.
Drag bunts, all the bunts. You got all kind of bunts.
Yeah, I get on base. That's all that matters.
Wow.
You was halfway there before you dropped the bat. You was doing them slappies.
I know so-and-so.
Oh, man.
Hey, man, I'm going to hang up and listen.
All right, Ronnie, go to work.
Yeah, y'all have a blessed day.
All right, you too. Go get something done.
Please.
Go make yourself useful today, Rodney.
Go contribute to society.
Oh, man. He just contributed to the Swain event, man. I need that laugh. I need that laugh. What time of game tomorrow?
What game?
865-255-03 is our telephone number. Be right back.
Our three of the Swain event is brought to you by the Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
Guys, your health right now is more important than ever. I recommend Low T Center. That's where I get my levels checked. It all starts with the annual wellness exam where they do a comprehensive health assessment exclusively for men, making it quick and easy to take care of your health. And now they offer monitored self-inject at-home testosterone treatment. Most insurance is accepted. Go to LowTCenter.com now to book your appointment and make your health a priority. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
Out-of-town law firms have been swarming into East Tennessee lately. Firms from Memphis, Chattanooga, and Birmingham have stormed into the area. Wouldn't you rather do business with a local law firm? You know, a true neighbor. Marcos Garza and the pros at the Garza Law Firm are just that. They are our neighbors and friends that support local causes year-round. The Garza Law Firm works to serve you professionally on criminal matters, injuries and accident matters, and Social Security and disability filings. The Garza Law Firm is here for you at GarzaLaw.com. The Garza Law Firm. Let us help. JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
You're listening to the Swain Event.
And you know this, man.
We got about 15 minutes left in today's show. And Ben, I think it's serious. It's time to get serious about Tennessee beating Auburn tomorrow. Time to get serious, Ben. Enough with the grab button. Enough with the jokes. It's time to get serious, Ben, about Tennessee beating Auburn tomorrow and what it is going to take, Ben.
There is a recipe.
Why are you breathing hard? You got asthma?
Yes. There is a formula to a win. Tennessee just does not have the ingredients to get the job done, quite frankly.
They do have the ingredients.
No, they don't. This football team is not going to change.
They don't have the
beyond the midway point through the season.
They don't have the ingredients. You're they right. Don't.
The problems with this football team, in my opinion, are unfixable at this point in the season. They can only be fixed over the course of the offseason. And if Jeremy Pruitt survives this year and comes back for a fourth year, a transfer quarterback is number one. Coaching changes are probably number two. Pass rushers are number three. And graduate transfer, pass rusher, whatever you want to describe him as, that's number three. So I unfortunately think Tennessee's issues are unfixable, but I do legitimately think that there is a path to winning. It's just Tennessee doesn't inspire a ton of confidence to check off the boxes. Offensively, the offensive line has to live up to its potential in this football game. You shared the unfortunate stats earlier about the regression of Tennessee's offensive line from last season, and last year's offensive line wasn't even good in the first place, statistically speaking. So if Tennessee's offensive line can take advantage of an Auburn defensive front that has struggled to replace Nick Coe and Derek Brown and Marlon Davidson, then there's a chance to put up some points as long as the offense does not self-destruct. And then defensively, Auburn has weapons. That is well documented. Seth Williams, one of the best receivers in football, Anthony Schwartz, the fastest man in football and has turned into a really nice football player, not just a track star playing football. He's turned into a really good football player. Eli Stove, another receiver. Tank Bigsby, their freshman running back, has been really good this season. But they do have offensive line issues at times. And if Tennessee's defensive front can find a way to fluster Bo Nix, that bodes well, really bodes well, and that can help out the secondary in terms of defending Seth Williams and Eli Stove and Anthony Schwartz. So if you can run the football and find a way to stop the run defensively and fluster Bo Nix, Tennessee has a legit chance to win this football game. It's just there hasn't been enough evidence to make you feel confident that they can do that.
First half against Arkansas, even though the execution was on point, man, I didn't see that fire and desire. And, you know, I want to see that. I want to see that. And I think we know what we have in this football team as far as leadership and all that stuff. So what does that mean? It means you have to start with success. Our football team is I don't know another way to say this nicely, but we're front runners. You need positive things to happen early because if We've seen in the Kentucky game. We've seen in the second half of Georgia game. We've seen in the Arkansas game. When the other team punches, most of the time this football season, we haven't countered. We haven't responded. We haven't gotten up off the mat. So when you know that about yourself, you got to make sure that man, you take your shots early. You got to take shots early. I really believe you have to take shots early. This is your football team. Good things have to happen for us early. This is what I've seen in the last couple games, especially last couple games, but really the entire season. We haven't came back from down two scores. I mean, Carolina went first game of the season. They went up about 7-0, and then we responded with a field goal. But we haven't came back from two scores. Either you get up, stay up, or you lose. And in Arkansas's case, I mean, we was up 13-0 and didn't respond to 24 points were scored. So this is what you know about your football team. We're front runners. So it's important for Coach Pruitt to be aggressive, I think, early.
And I don't think that they will be, offensively speaking. Maybe they will be defensively. And I think that they should be aggressive defensively. I know that you don't really want to leave Seth Williams on an island with one of Tennessee's DBs. You don't want to leave Anthony Schwartz, Eli Stove on an island with whoever they're matched up with. But if you are going to find a way to beat this Auburn offense, it's going to be because you flushed your Bo Nix. That is the only way possible. Seth Williams and Anthony Schwartz, Eli Stove, in my opinion, following the injury to Jalen Waddle, it's the best wide receiver trio in the SEC. Following the injury to Jalen Waddle, because now Alabama goes John Mechie, Devontae Smith, and Slade Bolden. And I would slightly take Eli Stove over Slade Bolden. Seth Williams and Anthony Schwartz speak for themselves. But they struggle to get them the football sometimes because Bo Nix is not consistent because the offensive line doesn't hold up at times. And Bo Nix gets flustered easy because he's not coached well. And you have to be aggressive defensively to try and generate some pressure on him. Bring some exotic blitzes. If Theo Jackson is your starting nickel, or if Danico Slaughter, Key Lawrence, one of the freshmen, is your starting nickel, starting star position, send them on a blitz. You got to find a way to fluster Bo Nix. So I think they will be aggressive defensively. And Jeremy Pruitt knows this Auburn offense. He is well aware of Gus Malzahn, and I do think that is Chad an Morris. Advantage. And That's
both, yeah.
Yeah, but even with Chad Morris, Pruitt said earlier this week that, yes, you can see that Chad Morris has his thumbprint on this offense, but it's still Gus's offense. Mm-hmm. That's what Pruitt said on Monday. Mm-hmm. So I know folks are going to think I'm crazy for saying this, but Pruitt has an advantage, him personally, him and Ansley, knowing Gus Malzahn's offense. That works to Tennessee's advantage, and we saw Pruitt take advantage of that advantage back in 2018 when Tennessee upset Auburn the last time. But I don't think that they'll be aggressive and take shots offensively because I think they're so scared of the quarterback position beating them that they're not willing to take those chances that you're talking about.
Yeah, they have to, though.
I agree with you. I just don't think it will happen because they are scared of the quarterback position beating them.
After Pruitt for the last 2 weeks have talked about what they need to do as far as pushing the ball down the field and seeking explosive plays, if they don't do it, man, or attempt to do it, it's going to be smoke in the city for sure. I'm looking at Seth Williams, who only has 7 more catches than Josh Palmer, but has almost 200 more yards than Josh Palmer. That lets you know that, man, he's getting the ball down the football field.
Big play receiver.
Yeah, he's getting the ball down the football field. And Josh Palmer, all of his plays have been down the football field. Mm-hmm. It just needs to be more of those. Needs to be more of opportunities for him and Hyatt down the football field. Because you put pressure. You know, we can mention, you know, Trey Smith's penalty. You can mention, Darnell Wright's a penalty. But you limit those opportunities when you have big plays. Yeah, 12, 15 play drives are great. But honestly, a referee can call holding each play if he wanted to. And so help yourself out. Explosive plays. 12 plays are good when you need them to be, but get you a 6-play, get you a 7-play, 3-play drive. You need some more explosive plays, and Tennessee coaches need to be aggressive early because, man, we're front runners.
Yep,
we don't come back from being down. That's not what you do when you have a void leadership. The mood of your team depends on the current success of your football team.
I think another reason you won't see Tennessee's offense be aggressive early is because Auburn's secondary is really good. And it's pretty remarkable that their secondary is good this season because Auburn lost 4 of its 5 starters to the NFL. They had to replace 4 of its 5 starters after 4 of those guys left for the NFL. And their corners have played exceptionally this season with Roger McCreary on one side. I imagine he'll be matched up with Josh Palmer. That'll be a good matchup to watch for. And then their safety tandem of Smoke Monday and Jamien Sherwood, one of the best safety tandems in the SEC. Christian Tutt at the nickel position. He is a very good nickel, very good DB in this conference. So on paper, Tennessee's offense, passing attack, is facing a tall task on Saturday night because Auburn secondary has been very good, the third best passing defense statistically in the SEC this season. They don't give up many big plays through the air. Will Tennessee be able to do that with Jalin Hyatt and Josh Palmer, or do we see somebody else step up?
It's time.
It'll be a tall task. So I'm with you. I hope that Tennessee's offensive coaches do try to be aggressive and push the ball down the field. But just based off of their track record this season and the evidence that they are scared about the quarterback position losing them the game right out of the gates, I think that they're going to come out and try to do the same thing to Auburn that they did to Arkansas and try to run out the clock, have long, sustaining drives, put Jarrett in third and three, third and manageable situations, third and four, third and five, somewhere in that department, to where you don't have to run an extravagant route tree and really have to push the ball downfield.
Just run.
I think that's what they're going to do, unfortunately. And then maybe they take a deep shot here and there, but I don't think that they'll be very aggressive just because of how well Auburn's secondary has played and the lack of trust in Tennessee's passing attack.
See, we can be serious about this game, Ben. You can do it. Good
Which
job.
They, in my opinion, they do need to run the ball more than they need to try and push the ball down the field because the weakness of this Auburn defense is up front stopping the run.
Don't look at the text box.
Why?
How many messages do you think we've got since talking serious about this football game?
Two.
Zero.
Well, Auburn said, or Rodney said, that Auburn was going to win by 20 and that the ingredients are sour. I said earlier that the ingredients to beating, or the formula, the recipe to beating Auburn exists. It's just that Tennessee doesn't have the ingredients to take advantage of the recipe, and Rodney said that the ingredients are sour.
I just want to make sure I'm representing the fans accurately here, because I was on 3-hour lunch yesterday, and I was asked, hey, what's the mood there? What's the pulse of the fan base? And I said, apathy mixed with frustration and anger. And the apathy seems to be getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And that's actually worse than anger. Because anger still shows that you care. Someone does something to you, it don't even bother you, that means they don't matter. Like when little folks try to make little comments here and there on Twitter that's in the same arena as the Swain event. And, you know, they little flies. I don't even respond. Like, I don't even look. I look at it for like 5 seconds. Cause I see a lot of stuff. I see everything, but I see it. And it don't bother me because they don't matter. They don't matter. When you get someone the energy and the response that they're looking for, it gives them that validation. And for a lot of fans, man, they stop caring. And that is danger zone if you are Tennessee. So Tennessee Auburn. Tomorrow, 7 p.m. Can they make fans care again? Can they make Tennessee fans care again? We'll see. For Ben McKee, I'm Jason Swain. Hope you have a great day. Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue. Peace and love. We are out.